Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning, everyone, and a special welcome to my brother Knights. On behalf of Father Sergio and myself, I'd like to thank you for leading us in our procession. It's beautiful. And all the other Knights that are here with their families for some corporate worship, we thank you for that. Today's readings direct us to contemplate what it's like to really thirst. Not just your everyday, I need a drink of water thirst, but what it's like to really thirst as if your life depended on it. That deep-seated aching that we all experience to quench the single most human desire, to love and to be loved. On the surface in our readings, what we hear is of a thirst for water, but there's certainly more to it, isn't there? First, we hear of the Israelites, how they were grumbling in the desert, dying of thirst when Moses struck the rock that brought forth life-sustaining water. Then in the Gospel, Jesus meets the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. He asks her for a drink, and knowing that he's a Jew, she can't comprehend how or even why he would ask such a thing. For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans. What makes this even more incredible for her is that wells are often social gathering places associated with marriage. It was at a well where Isaac met Rebekah, where Jacob met Rachel, and where Moses met his wife Zipporah. While Jesus was certainly thirsting for water, what he was really thirsting for was her salvation. He begins to speak to her in veiled terms that draw her into this life-changing encounter that exposes her deepest longing, her true thirst, what all of humanity thirsts for. His response to her is really an invitation to all of mankind. If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. St. Augustine said, "Jesus comes for a drink, and he promises a drink. He is one in need as one hoping to receive, yet he is rich as one about to satisfy the thirst of others." If you knew the gift of God is the Holy Spirit. I imagine that at this point, Jesus was a lot like a parent who's about to give their child the one gift that they want so badly, but somehow they've convinced themselves that it's just not meant to be. They'll always be without that one gift. Jesus used a very human experience to bring to light that inherent thirst we all have for God, who is love. He draws her in, knowing what she really needs, and begins to unwrap the gift she has always longed for, yet she's never known. Water is life, and therefore it's also a symbol for the Holy Spirit. Just as we can't live without water, we can't enter into eternal life without the life of the Spirit within us. In baptism, we're made new creatures in Christ through the waters of baptism. The Church teaches that just as the gestation of our first birth takes place in water, so the water of baptism truly signifies that our birth into divine life is given to us in the Holy Spirit. As by one Spirit, we were all baptized, and so we're all made to drink of the one Spirit. Thus, the Spirit is also personally the living water welling up from Christ crucified as its source and welling up in us to eternal life. In the course of their conversation, Jesus recalls her past iniquities, yet she doesn't run and hide or turn against him. Rather, with the help of grace, she begins to see Jesus not simply as a Jew or as an enemy of her people, but as a prophet who recognizes her inherent dignity that everyone else has denied her of so far. In their brief time together, Jesus penetrates the depths of her heart, and that's what prayer leads to, isn't it? When we spend time conversing with God, our relationship with him deepens. And just as Jesus began the conversation at the well, God's initiative of love always comes first. Prayer is our response to his initiative. He thirsts for you. as her true thirst is being brought to light before her, and her faith in the coming of Messiah is inflamed in her heart by the fire of divine love, Jesus reveals that he is the one that she awaits. The mystical bridegroom has come for his bride. And her reaction wasn't to keep the encounter with Christ locked up in her heart, but to return to the town and testify to the people so that they too could come to know him and to love him. She becomes an evangelist, and that's what the love of Christ does to us. We want to bring others with us. The Holy Spirit was enabling her to respond to his calling her to himself, not by force or manipulation, but out of the gift of faith and of her own free will. Man's response to God by faith must be free, and therefore nobody is forced to embrace faith against their will or by any other means. The act of faith is by its very nature a free act. Today's readings invite us to conform our lives to the will of God so that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can worship the Father in spirit and in truth. We've all been given a great gift in receiving faith, and it should be guarded and nourished by staying close to the one who loves us, even to the point of death. We stay close by maintaining a regular prayer life, availing ourselves to the sacraments, and participating in the life of the church. Lent is a time for us to assess our lives and to make right our commitment to love, to exercise our free will by foregoing the passions of the flesh that inhibit our life of faith. We take part in fasting, prayer, and almsgiving, and strive to control our carnal knowledges. St. Augustine compared the woman's five husbands to our five bodily senses, those feelings and pleasures that anyone can easily become enslaved to in their desire to find joy, the joy that can only be found in God. Our thirst can only be satisfied by God in conforming our will to his. To do this, we need to take time each day to be alone with him in prayer, to be alone with love, and allow his love to lead you. St. John of the Cross said, "When love carries you away, don't ask where it's taking you." It would be fitting for us to commit the remainder of this Lenten season as a time set aside for meeting Jesus at the well. We're all very much like the Samaritan woman who comes to the well alone. She's an outcast with no choice to draw water in the heat of the day. And Jesus was there waiting for her, just as he waits for you and me, always available and always eager to be with you. Enter into that same conversation with Jesus and allow God to quench your thirst for love, for God is love, and his love knows no limits. He thirsts for you.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.